EX Work 3. Child labor, the employment of children in industry often against their will, has been a problem for many years. Nowadays, employment of children is confined to small industries and family businesses rather than to large factories. Girls are more often the victims of child labor practices than boys. Many of them are forced to start working when they are only 10 years old. Although the work they are given to do is usually light, it often involves serious risks to the health. In one recent case, children as young as 6 years of age were found to be working in Asian factories. Sometimes a whole family group is employed, with the payment going to a parent or older relative. The children, therefore, not only receive nothing or very little for their long hours of work, but they are prevented from attending school. When they become older, they are, therefore, unable to do any other kind of work. While raids by police and labor officials can locate instances of the employment of children in industry, it is more difficult to discover cases where children are being made to work inside the home. In many countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, children commonly work at home, helping their parents make carpets, leather goods, or clothing. It might appear that these children are working in a happy family unit, but it is often the case that the adult in charge is not, in fact, a relative or parent of the children. In some Middle Eastern countries, for example, carpets are woven by women and young girls under 12 who are usually not related. The children are often poorly treated, and their wages are very low. Boys are not treated much better in countries where they work in the building industry, working as laborers, carrying bricks and equipment, and clearing rubbish off building sites. Such jobs are often dangerous, and the children have no health or medical insurance. The solution to the problem of child labor is clearly better laws to protect young children, greater supervision of industry, and heavier fines for those who break the laws. Only in this way can young boys and girls be allowed to enjoy the most valuable time of their life, childhood.